Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 2002. The topic is nutrition, and the title is How I Gained Over 100 Pounds While Lowering My Body Fat Percentage. And yes, I've actually done that. So this is a story about me. I am 6 foot tall. I currently weigh 288.9 pounds as of this morning. So the morning of me recording the podcast, 288.9 pounds. And I've actually been as heavy as 295 pounds. But I started out a lot less. When I first started working out, I was 15 years old. I was 5 foot eight and I weighed 165 pounds. I had no muscle definition. And you could grab a pretty sizable fat roll around my waist. So not only my belly, but my love handles and like the lower back fat, there was a significant portion of fat all around my midsection at just 165 pounds. I started exercising and restricting food. Basically, that was the start of my journey. And in 2 years of doing that, I grew 4 inches. I grew to 6 foot tall, but I stayed at 165 pounds. So I grew 4 inches, but I weighed the same. I had gotten somewhat, well, not even markedly leaner visually. There was really no change in no muscle definition. So I went from no muscle definition to also no muscle definition. So I got taller, but I still had the fat rolls around my waist. I still had no visible veins whatsoever, not in my forearms, no bicep vein, no veins anywhere. And during those 2 years, I was actually anorexic. This is when I was 15 to 17 and a half. I was anorexic, and I'd eat once a day. I would exercise a minimum of 2 hours a day, which burned off significantly more calories than what I was eating because I was eating very minimal calories. I had essentially shut off my hunger response. At the time, I would struggle to feel hungry, but anytime I felt hungry, I felt that was a weakness, and I would try to out-exercise it or go be busy or go do something. I started my journey out of a place of basically self-hate. I hated the way I looked, and that hate fueled me to punish myself, and that expressed itself in anorexic like behaviors. So I basically shut my body off. I got used to feeling nauseous during the day. It didn't really bother me much. I never got hungry. I kind of turned that sensation off. I had to actually learn how to respond to hunger cues again as I got into my 20s. Essentially, over those 2 years, I had lost a significant amount of muscle. For me to have gained 4 inches, but to have no change in muscle definition, no change in fat, I still had all the fat around my midsection. It was very depressing. So I graduated high school at 165 pounds, and I realized that the last 2 to 3 years of hard work had got me nothing. I wasn't any bigger. I wasn't any leaner. Really nothing had changed. So I kind of thought to myself, well, if I'm not genetically meant to be lean, if I'm just fat, can I at least be big and fat? There's no benefit to being small and fat. So I had read an article in Muscular Development magazine by Lee Priest, who is a bodybuilder from Australia. And he said that in order for him to get bigger when he was younger, he would eat a whole chicken, a loaf of bread, and drink a gallon of milk a day. Well, I was like, I don't know where in the world I'm going to find a whole chicken every day. I think at that time I saw bread as carbs, and everything in society told you carbs would make you fat. So I was like, well, I'll just drink milk. I didn't put together that in the milk was more sugar and carbs than the protein. So I ended up drinking skim milk. I drank a gallon of milk a day. That was my goal. And I actually did it for 2 years. I drank a gallon of milk a day, every day, for 2 years. And I kept training damn near every day of the week, so 6 to 7 days a week. I went from 165 pounds to 185 pounds. But unfortunately, after 2 years of drinking the milk, after gaining 20 pounds, I wasn't any stronger. I couldn't bench 225, couldn't squat or deadlift 315, and I wasn't any leaner. Again, I didn't know, like, I had gained 20 pounds, but from what? There was no muscle that I could see or use. I already didn't have any muscle definition, so I still didn't see any muscle definition. It just didn't, nothing seemed to be working. Nothing was going well. So from 16 to 18, I tried no food at all, and that didn't work. From 18 to 20, I consumed a gallon of milk a day, and that didn't work. So at 20, I decided, well, you know, I'm reading more about bodybuilders. I'm getting to learn more about, like, bodybuilders on the internet, and they all seem to be eating carbs and protein. None of them really drink milk. I've even heard, you know, some of them say it wasn't good because of the sugar content. And I was like, well, damn, you know, why did Lee Priest not mention that? And now I can see from 2 years of drinking milk that, yeah, it really didn't help me much. So I had to focus on lean proteins. And I was like, well, all these people talk about eating, you know, 2 grams per pound of body weight or more. There were some that were saying they eat even more than that. So I was like, well, I'll try that. But, you know, I'm not as big as they are. I don't have as much muscle as they do. Maybe I don't need as many carbs. So I'll just eat enough carbs that I can feel like I have okay energy for my workouts. But that's it. So I'm going to try for at least 2 grams of protein per pound of body weight at minimum. Then I'll eat whatever carbs I can. And, you know, that I tried that, but it, like, ended up being where my protein was well over 50% of my daily calories. And believe it or not, I felt like crap. Surprise, surprise. But I did gain weight. From 20 to 22, I went from 185 pounds up to 210 pounds. So I gained 25 pounds in 2 years. I definitely felt stronger, but I had no muscle definition again. So I was like, damn, you know, I'm still not getting that lean. Like, I'm gaining something because I'm getting heavier, but I can't see it. I can't see any muscle if that is what I'm gaining. So I tried eating less carbs. I tried picking up running, which I hate running genetically. I'm just never liked it from day one. And I went from 210 pounds down to 190. So I lost 20 pounds. But still had no muscle definition. I was 20 pounds lighter, but it didn't look like I was 20 pounds leaner. So at 22, I started eating more carbs and adding in fats. And I hope that, you know, I know bodybuilders didn't eat a lot of fats, but sometimes they had egg yolks. Sometimes they, like, had oils. I remember Dave Palumbo talked about macadamia nut oil. And I was like, well, maybe I can add some healthy fats. And avocados go bad 5 seconds after you buy them, if you buy them in a good state. So that wasn't going to happen on a college budget. So I was like, well, I'll just, you know, have oils. I'll add oils to my food. So I started having, like, the yolk of eggs, having oils in my food, eating a little more carbs, but I would still push as much protein as I possibly could get in. So from 22 to 24, I went again from 190 up to 210. So I was finally back to 210 again. But this time I was stronger. I could finally bench 225. I could deadlift 315. Still couldn't squat 315. But I could definitely feel something was improving. So I figured seeing some improvement with a mixture of fats and carbs with the protein, I decided to keep my protein high, but push in even more fats. So I started eating more steak and more red meat, more burgers. I would even get up in the middle of the night, I remember, and eat an 8-ounce steak and drink 8 to 16-ish ounces of orange juice. I thought the steak would give me the protein and the fat, and the orange juice would spike my blood sugar, so my body would store all that protein and fats as quick as it could into the muscles. From 24 to 25, I actually ended up gaining from 210 to 240 pounds. So I gained a significant amount of weight. I remember over that summer, I went from one summer of college, like the spring semester of college, over the summer, I gained like 30 pounds, almost 30 pounds. It was like 20-some pounds. And then I came back in the fall, and everybody's like, what the hell? You know, what in the world were you doing? And I was just laughing. I was like, I just started eating steak. You know, I just started eating more food. I could now bench 315, deadlift 405. I could finally squat 315. But I still didn't have muscle definition. I had thickness. Like, people started to ask what I did. I actually had people ask if I played football, which was pretty cool. They thought I was like a college football player. That was a huge motivator for me to keep pushing to get more size. I finally had that goal of when I was 18, where if I can't be lean, at least I can be big. You know, if I'm going to be pudgy and no butt veins anywhere, at least I could be big. So I finally started seeing that in my mid-20s. So I kept pushing in more food. I remember one challenge I set for myself was to eat 5,000 calories a day for 30 days. And I could only do it with bodybuilder foods, which was meat, eggs, rice, and oats. I hated it. I even threw up oats one time outside of a college class and was really angry because that means I had to eat those calories later on in the day. So I was mad that I threw up in public in front of people, more so because I had to eat those calories later. And it was already a pain in the butt. But from 25 to 26, I was actually able to push my weight up even more, from 240 up to 260. Now, from that time, I've been between 250 to 290 pounds, kind of up and down. I've done some diets along the way. I've did a couple diets where I pushed myself to lose 50 pounds in 10 weeks or less. I lost 50 pounds in 8 weeks once. I did a diet where I dieted from 270 all the way down to 210, but then I kind of rebounded back up to 240, then right into 250s again pretty quick. So I was always kind of pushing my weight up and down, pushing it around. And those trends where I would gain 20 pounds over a couple of years, they came at like stages where I would push to gain 10 to 12 pounds, feel kind of chubby. So then I would like hold my weight there, maybe take a couple pounds off till I felt like cleanish again in body weight. Then I would push again. But forcing my body to grow in the pushing phases and then holding my weight to let my body kind of solidify at the heavier weight, let it feel more comfortable. Repeating that over and over and over is what helped me make significant progress. So I started my journey at 165 pounds with a higher body fat percentage than I have now at 288.9 pounds. So 288.9 pounds, I can kind of see the outline of my abs. I know they're there. I still don't have great vascularity. That's just the way it is. I'd like to believe I'm born with thick skin, but who knows? So it's something I've worked on, I've dieted on, I've gotten blood work on, and I know like where my blood work is, and that can be part of the reason. But it's been interesting to see that I've been able to gain 125 pounds, but I'm actually leaner at 125 pounds, heavier. It took me 20 years, but that's still significant. So it's only an average of 6.25 pounds per year. That's it. That's the average of what I've been able to gain. But I was able to do that every single year for 20 years. That is significant. And over the 20 years, there was many of the first years that I didn't know what the hell I was doing. So if I was able to do it again, I could do it a hell of a lot faster than that. And that's actually what I do for my clients. So for my clients who want to gain weight and in the category of they consider themselves small. And they're like, damn it, I want to be jacked. I want to be big. What do I do? Well, we get them to a good body fat percentage. If they're over 20% body fat, I try to get them down under 20% body fat. If they're already under 20% body fat, no worries, we're good to go. Once we know we're under 20% body fat, we actually then start cycling through phases of like pushing our weight up and then holding in slight cuts in weight if we need to. And we just cycle and cycle and cycle and cycle. So we might push for, say, 16 weeks to gain 16 pounds. If they gain the 16 pounds, they might start to feel a little watery, a little like chubby. So we'll spend half that time, 8 weeks, and we'll try to hold that weight. Or if they're really uncomfortable, we'll take some of that weight off. We would take at most half of it back off. So if they gain 16 pounds, the most we would want to take off is 8. But ideally, we'd like to try not to take off any at first and just let them kind of hang out that weight. Let them get comfortable there. And then we repeat. So every 6 months, they can net gain easy for sure, 8 to 12 pounds. Meaning each year, they're going to gain 16 to 24 pounds. And they're going to be leaner at the end of each of those phases every time. They're lower, their body fat percentage, so the fat on their body as a total weight, will go lower and lower and lower and lower. So if they stick to that for, you know, say 2 to 3 years, they could definitely gain 50 pounds of body weight and be leaner. That's like going from 185 pounds to 235 pounds, but being leaner at 235 and doing that in just 2 or 3 years. That's amazing. That's incredible. Now, that would be the person who's probably already under 20% body fat. Others, it might take them the full 3 years or maybe even four to get that 50 pounds if we also had to get them leaner first. Typically, if they're coming in at a higher body fat percentage, our gain phases have to be more controlled. So we can't make as much gain each time, because otherwise the body fat gets too high, then it's too much to take off later on. If somebody's already lean or naturally lean, we can push harder on those gain phases and they can make progress faster. But gaining and then cutting with a systematic approach with purpose was the key. That's how I was able to make such a huge change in my body. And that's what you could do as well. Get your body fat down under 20%, then push until you're uncomfortable, and then hold that weight. Don't lose more than 50% of what you gained. And then repeat. That's the process. That's the process that I was able to use to gain over 100 pounds of body weight while becoming leaner. And you could do the same. The gaining phases we use, the pushing phases, are usually 12 to 20 weeks, depending on how long a person can withstand how many calories they have to eat and how uncomfortable they feel at gaining some weight. And then usually the holding or the cutting phases are 50% of the gaining phase. So if the gaining phase was 12 weeks, we'd hold for 6. If it was 16 weeks, we hold for 8. You know, so just 50%. We consume between 1 to 1.5 grams per pound of body weight in protein. And then the rest of the calories come from carbs and fats, however much you need to push your weight up or to let it come down, but not too far down. So really what you manipulate is your carb and fat intake. The protein stays the same whether you're gaining or cutting. In the gaining phases, you aim for 0.5 to 2 pounds per week. So 2 pounds per week I typically would not do. That's only if somebody's ultra lean. And that requires often an insane amount of food. So really we aim for around 0.5 to 1 pound on a sustainable rate. And then the cutting or the holding phase, we try to hold as much as we can. We never let them lose more than 50% of what we gained during the gain phase. And then you just repeat. Repeat, 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 repeat. And the whole time, train your freaking ass off. Damage the muscle tissue. Give your body a reason to grow. It will not do it if you just eat and then don't train. And especially if you just train half-assed, you have to train really freaking hard. You can see some sample programs on our website, www.brutalirongym.com. Go to the live monthly programming page. On that page, you'll see some example programs for powerlifting and for bodybuilding. You can check out either one, and they will give you great workout structures that you can use. Free example, free month of training. Just try it out. See what you think. But that gives you an idea of the type of exercises, the volume, the sets and reps, you know, what the workout should look like. And that's free on our website. And now you know, free via this podcast, how to set up your food. So it's 1 to 1.5 grams of protein per pound of body weight. Then you just add carbs and fats until the weight starts going up at the rate you want. You pull fats and carbs out during the holding or cutting phase to hold your weight to make sure it doesn't go up, but also to make sure it doesn't go down too fast. Then you just cycle, 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 repeat, repeat, repeat. So that is how I was able to gain over 100 pounds of body weight and to be leaner. And that's how you can do the same. Awesome. Well, I hope it was helpful. Hope it was interesting. If you have any questions or you need anything, go to our website, www.brutalirongym.com. Go to the bottom of the homepage and there's a contact form. You can always send me a message from there and I'll definitely get back to you and answer your questions. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. The more people share it with, the more people can help. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. And if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.